my wireless back in 52. Lying awake intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
Oh boy, oh. It was another start of the episode.
Radio killed the star.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That was so bad.
Oh, that was fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good lordy. Hello and welcome, everybody, to another fantabulous, crusty, crabulous episode of How Sadness the Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll have cries with that.
Yeah. I like that.
Biggie size my cries, if you could.
Yeah.
And my wife. Yeah, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and welcome back, Cotter. And with me, as always, is the one.
Oh, no.
The only.
Nope.
The underwear taker.
I took the day off.
You took the day off?
Just kidding. No, it's me.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I hated that. I hated that.
He isn't here yet.
Yeah. It's me, Casey. Whose dick do I gotta suck to get to the dick I want to suck around here? Stoddard.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of dick.
Sick of all these.
Maybe.
Preface dicks in the way of my novel dick, you know? Just let me get to the main boss dick. Main boss man's dick, you know what I'm saying?
That's somebody who comes too soon as you come on someone's preface.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. I mean? Yeah.
He came all over my preface.
Put the pre-cum on the preface.
Preface, yeah.
I like that.
Preface, you guys. Mm-hmm. Is the joke.
I don't know if you guys read.
I don't know if you read words that look like things but don't sound like them, but.
Yeah. The soundboard is not on.
Oh, I hate to not hear stuff like that.
Can I get a little less in my headphones?
Are you too much in your headphones now?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You doing good?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, guys.
I don't like hearing the sound of my voice.
No, that's cool. Is it good now?
Yeah, it's good.
That one's
it's great.
If you ever
it's good.
Want to fuck with
Which
it.
One is it?
The one closest to
this
it.
This one? Ooh, yeah. All right.
Sticky.
Good, great grand.
Yeah. Hey.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tim.
Oh, you guys. I don't know. We're back and shit, same as ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Back in his same game, same lame game as ever.
Mm-hmm. Guest list this time.
Yes, guest list. We were half guest list.
Yeah.
And the other one, but you got a little extra laughter in the background, which mm-hmm. which was fun.
Yeah.
And yes, yes.
Oh, just back to the two idiots.
Pussies.
Two pussies. Oh, I should have went with two pussies. Back to the two pussies. Yeah.
I feel off.
Yeah.
I'm very off. I've been feeling sick. I think I got food poisoning from Chinese food. Probably doesn't help that I ate 3 orders of crab rangoons.
Ooh,
all by myself.
You think that's what did you in?
I think so.
Really?
It had to. I don't know what it was though, because like I never puke ever.
Yeah. Well, did you get chicken?
I did.
Was it cooked all the way through?
I don't know. Probably not. Because it's bad. I've never gotten that chicken before.
Yeah. Because I don't think I don't think crab rangoons have actual crab in it.
No.
And so like unless they use like spoiled cheese.
Yeah. I mean if that was old or something.
Or they're just milk, dunk it into milk. Or, I don't know.
Deep fried it in milk?
Yeah, deep fried it in
that's our secret.
Milk, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know. I just know it's puking my guts out.
Yeah, my butts out.
Hey, I was juking my butts out.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I learned it from Barry Sanders.
Yeah, just anytime you took a step, you shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't walk in a straight line.
Yeah, exactly.
Go side to side. That's the only way I won't shit.
If I dodged anything, I would leave a little shit behind. Yeah. That's what would happen, yeah.
Ooh, all right.
That's terrible. You're just constantly bruised up. Everyone's like, why don't you just get out of the way? Because I shit.
Yeah. You want me to shit my pants?
Yeah, throw something at me. I'll show you. Okay, next time something's coming, tell me to duck.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought you just didn't like ducks very much.
Nope.
You know, somebody step on a duck? No, I got out of the way and shit on the sidewalk like a dog.
Ducks.
That got weird.
That's all right. No flying V in this household, let me tell you.
Oh.
Mighty sucks.
Oh.
That's what I think of those chodes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah. Other than that, you got anything? I've just been dealing with car shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not really, man. Just working and shit and drinking a lot, mostly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have anything
really
noteworthy.
Mm.
Go to B-dubs a lot.
Yeah, going to B-dubs, yeah. Getting that back. You went twice in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Or was it 2 weeks? Or
no.
Same weekend?
It was just, you know what? It was just, oh, fuck. It was in 2 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Melissa and I went and we're there for 4 hours working on stuff the day we podcasted last. And then, and then that was 2 weeks ago today. And so I went on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it was within 2 weeks. I went twice.
Maybe you're detoxing.
That's probably it.
What is it?
Need the Kurds.
Withdrawal. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm having withdrawals from the Kurds. Well, what was funny is the several of the staff know me now, and the one girl asked me last time, like, "Hey, you know, you have a ton of points. Why don't you use them? You know, you can. I can teach you how to use them if you want. No one knows how to use them." I was like, "No, no, I know how to use them. I'm just trying to get to 20K." She was like, okay. Like, all right, I guess.
Trying to get my own franchise.
It's a goal, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's why they don't ever tell you that. But if you get to 20K, you get your own franchise.
Ooh, hell yeah, dude.
You start with an Arby's franchise.
Ooh.
And then you move up to B-dubs.
Yeah, they got the same owner, right?
Do they?
Yeah, I think I want to say their owner just bought Arby's, right?
Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
I have no clue.
I believe it.
I have no
Jimmy
idea.
Buffett, sure,
yeah,
why not?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
One of those... money-hungry hippies.
John Bon Jovi.
Are they hippies?
They're
not really hippies, right?
No, I think they're just...
What's like a beer hippie?
Oof, I don't know. The dude from Big Lebowski. A beer hippie?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So like most hippies are like pot smokers and
druggies.
Oh,
like just a hipster?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that what a beer?
Oh, no, but I mean even just like... They're still like super like, whoa, but they just drink like shitty... They just drink like Bud Light or Schlitz or something.
Just like old punks probably.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I don't know.
That would be that's probably it. I like that. All right. Yeah, they don't own franchises, so
no.
What would you call? Well, Tommy Bahama isn't really anything but a shirt brand, right?
I think so.
Is it a person?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe is Tommy Hilfiger a person?
I think so.
Yeah.
I know Calvin Klein is.
What about Ralph Lauren?
Ralph Lauren?
Yeah.
That's is just two different people.
Oh, I thought he was just a horse with a polo stick. You know,
no, the mallet. Horse is Ralph.
Oh.
Lauren is riding
interesting.
Ralph. Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's like, Ralph's Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the horse owns that person.
Interesting.
And it makes all its clothing from its mane. It's the mane bitch.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mr. makes all the garments with his Mr. Hands.
All right. Ooh, all right.
Yeah. So what kind of car shit you been dealing with?
Oh, man. I had to get it towed twice in 1 week. And the first night I had to get it towed, it took them 2.5 hours to find me because they're stupid. But yeah, that one was fine. The guy was.
He seemed cool.
He was a cool driver. But it's just fucking annoying because like, it's expensive, and then like once I got it here, I had to get it towed to another place because the place I tried to take it to, they essentially just told me my car was too big to fit in their garage, and they didn't want to take it.
The place that's closest to us.
Yeah, too. And I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And then so I had to get it towed to a place by our old place, and that's only like 3 miles away, but it still takes like a half hour, 45 minutes because traffic's fucking stupid. But yeah, so had to do that. Had to Uber over to the the car place this morning because it was supposed to be done, but it wasn't done, so I have to go get it tomorrow morning. But on my Uber ride back, I was like, it was an older lady, and we were just like, I don't know, just I'm not a morning person,
right?
And like, I've gotten this a few times where like, I don't know how I look in the morning, but apparently I just like look like I'm like a murderer or just like extremely depressed, because like I've had people before be like, hey, are you okay?
Oh, didn't you have somebody give you something for free at a gas station?
Yeah,
once?
A guy gave me a free donut and coffee. And then like, and then the lady at the 7-Eleven I would go to in Chicago who yelled, yeah, I seen the Chipmunk movie in my face. Yeah. She was like, how come you never smile? You always come in here and you look so sad. And I'm just like, what's wrong with this poor boy? And I'm like,
it's morning.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person. I hate my job.
I'm not looking forward to anything now.
Like, I don't want to. Yeah. I'm buying breakfast at 7-Eleven. Right, like, things aren't going well.
Yeah.
But we're in the car and I'm just chatting. Like, I don't know. She's like asking me questions and I didn't think it was like anything bad. It was just like, she was just like, yeah, where are you from? I was like, oh, I'm from Michigan. Blah, blah, blah. She's like, you like it? And I was like, I don't know. It's all right, I guess. And then like,
I wish I were dead.
Yeah, yeah. We're just chatting and like, you know. And then I changed the route on her because she was originally going to take me to work. And then I was like, it's going to be fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah,
so I was
yeah.
like, fuck that shit.
Just swing by that place.
Yeah, and I had her drop me off here. And before I get out, she just turns around and hands me a card. And she goes, if you ever need to talk to somebody.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, what? And she's like, have a good day. And I was like, okay.
Oh, wow. Not going to follow it up with anything?
Yeah, then I looked at it and it was like, it's like.
Praise be to Buddha.
Yeah, it's something about like Buddhist shit. And it's got her name and number on the back. So yeah, I don't know if she was
very official
hitting on me or trying to save my life.
Hey, maybe both,
or enlighten me, you know, with that pussy.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
might need a 20 cc injection of hot beef injection. What's the what's the thing? I don't know.
I thought you were gonna go with a Buddhist thing, and I was like, that's
and need a little more booty.
Oh, there we go.
In your life, you know?
It was. It was strange just to be like, if you ever need to talk to somebody. I was like, oh, it's nice, but it was just weird.
I'm curious how many people she does that to.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if she has a different pitch for every person.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, like, yeah. I think she like probably.
Pre-made cards.
Dude, she had that. She like, she didn't write her name and
number on the
back. It
was like a magic
trick. It was already there. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just, yeah.
Here you go.
And then
it was already, your card. And you're like, I don't think so.
I don't want it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be. Yeah.
It might just save your life.
Yeah. And
King of Gades.
She's like, well, what can I do to cheer the sad man up or whatever? I don't know.
You just drove me to get my car and I didn't get to get it.
Yeah. Like, and I told you that, like, I was like, it's going to take a while to get to work. And then, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It was nice. It was thoughtful, but it was just kind of weird because I wasn't expecting if you ever need to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's also like 8 a.m. I'm just like, fuck this shit.
Like, I wish you would have just been like, you know what I really do? Like now and just sat back down in the car, turn the meter off.
Yeah. Let's go around the block. Yeah. I got some taxi cab confessions for you. Yeah.
I got a card for you. And
yeah.
You just give her your psychiatrist card that he had written. Don't ever come back here.
Yeah. This guy
or something like that. Yeah.
I have an unsigned Father's Day card for her.
Yeah.
help me fill in the blanks, lady.
Listen to me get blocked by the suicide hotline.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Other than that was the most excitement I've had in my life, I think, so far. I don't know.
So far?
I mean, no, not so far recently. Ooh. I don't know. I don't
you just
do
mean
much.
Like in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some open mics. Went to the movies by myself. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was that in these 2 weeks?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
It was neat.
I liked it.
Hey.
Go see fun movies that you like by yourself because it's great.
I like going to the movies by myself. I went and saw Black Panther by myself.
Ooh, yeah.
That was all right.
Yeah, I got to see that still.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
Hey.
I don't know.
I was there all by myself.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I like it, man. I like going by myself. If it's not crowded, you know what? If it's crowded, I like to go with someone. If I can go with someone, because if you go by yourself to a packed show, you're definitely going to be sitting next to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and I mean, you're kind of going to anyways, but at least you have at least one person next to you that you can you do the
a buffer,
the weird scoot thing where you're half way across the seat, just over closer to the person, you know? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I like it.
When I was there, this lady, she sat two seats away from me, and she got on her phone, and before the movie started she was scrolling through her phone. She's like, oh my god, that's funny. That is funny. And just every minute, and then 2 minutes then the preview started, she got up and left, and I didn't see her coming back in, so I don't know if she found another seat or was just
trying to get conversation.
Oh, I'm in
started.
The wrong movie or oh, something shit. Like that. Yeah, I don't know. It was super
those
weird.
Are the texts she was getting the whole time. Hey, where are you? We're looking for you.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Dude, this tweet is so me right now. This means That was
classic me.
Yeah.
I knew it.
It was pretty great.
I don't even like horror movies. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all I got.
Well, speaking of women leaving.
Yeah. Ooh, walking out.
Yeah. I think we got some brand new
Uh-oh. That wasn't a beat.
I thought it was going to go into a beat. I'm okay with.
Oh my god.
I'm okay with not trying to come up with lyrics yeah, or something. Fine. I'm yeah. sweating like crazy, and it's not yeah. hot at all.
Take it off. Buddy. Might, yeah, you're wearing. You're I wearing. That's those Uggs, man. They keep your feet so fucking warm.
I got those weird cold sweats still from yeah, whatever's yeah, fucking yeah. happened to me.
Yeah, that's yeah, probably the food poisoning. Yeah, I'd always wear when I would wear moccasins, my feet would get so fucking sweaty. Yeah. Those goddamn Uggs, they hug you like a, I don't know, a diaper.
Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
That's what you should say anytime someone's like, hands you like a card and is like, hey, if you ever need someone to help you smile, yeah. and you're like, I'm covered, all right? And then you just play that.
Hey, everybody.
That yeah. yeah. I just listen to this every day when I'm yeah. feeling down, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't need your drugs, all yeah. right? I've got Mo.
Exactly. Mo. Man, it's been fucking cold, too.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
I don't know. You just said cold sweats. And yeah, it's been fucking super. It's been crazy cold. I hate it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I was walking back and I ran into my buddy Andy that I went to. I catch myself doing this all the time. And I think it's, I don't know. It's not funny or really worth talking about at all, but I'll be like, yeah, I went to film school with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, you went to Grand Valley with him.
Yeah.
Like you could have said college.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
everyone at Grand Valley knows each other pretty much.
Supposed to sound cooler if I say film school, I guess. Yeah. I don't know why film school comes out. Mostly because I have
we're out here, man.
Hey, that's a good point.
The
yeah.
biz, the entertainment.
That's a very good point.
Show biz. Kid show biz. Always networking over here.
Yeah. Kid show biz. Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just got out of a film. Yeah, and I went to film school. So.
More like Sid's show biz because my dreams are dead.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, my dreams are dead.
Oh, I'm hurt.
That's my dream.
So are my heart. So is my heart.
Yep.
But
speaking of dead.
Dead. Yeah.
Sorry.
Hopes
you
are
done?
Dead. I don't remember what I was where
oh,
I was
you,
going with
oh,
it.
Oh, you said you re- Oh,
oh
you like
something
saying.
About it was him and a friend, and then she was like talking about the cold and she wasn't mm-hmm. into it, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm over it too. And he's like, ah, it reminds me of home. And I was like, ah, I'm not really that dude, like.
Yeah,
I'll have the time where like if I smell like the fall, which is hard out here because mm-hmm. there's no leaves and shit.
Yeah,
but like you get that brisk air. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I kind of miss the
yeah.
you know. But then I have cold sweats because my body is trash.
Yeah,
and it doesn't know how to regulate its temperature.
Yeah, I miss the snow, but I also don't miss being stuffed up year
yeah.
round and
yeah, yeah.
being able not to breathe.
Mm-hmm. But, I oddly miss having my window open when it's winter.
Oh,
so you get heated up on your blanket, but then you mm-hmm. get that cold blast on your face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a cold blast.
Jack
on your
me
face,
off Frost.
You know
yeah.
My neck Jack, and my back.
Oh, yeah, get me on the neck and my back.
Yeah, Jack Frost.
But
Meehoff.
Give me with
Jack
that.
Me
Jack
Frost.
Frost. Ooh, okay.
Sure.
Jack me Frost. Jack me Timber. It's
Jack me nimble. Jack be quick. Jack Frost. Jack off this dick.
Jack shot all his frosting out of his icicle dick.
Sure.
Okay.
I like it. Icicle dick.
Icicle dick.
You say icicle dick or ice cold dick?
Either.
Yeah. Like a beer. Ice cold dick beer.
One of those things that like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like those cans where you can tell how cold it is.
Oh, is that the Coors?
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking hate Coors, man. Fuck that shit, dude. I like Banquet, but Coors Light is the worst beer on earth. Seriously. I'd rather drink
Natty Light.
Yeah, I'd rather drink
really?
Natty Light.
Oh, no.
I'd rather drink Hams.
Okay.
What's worse? I'd rather drink Cobra. Or
oh, that's malt liquor though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that
stuff gets
true.
Into
like
something.
Now.
Yeah, malt liquor is a weird taste.
Mickey's is malt liquor too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'd rather drink Sol. You ever drink that?
No.
The Spanish one?
Uh-uh.
Ooh-wee.
Spanish malt liquor?
No. It's just a cheap Mexican beer.
Oh, okay.
It is. It'll give you some bad guts.
Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah, dude. It is.
Bottled Montezuma's Revenge. That's all it is.
I would always get it in Chicago because you could get like, it was always on sale. And like, it tastes fine, but fuck, man. It gives
Not
you
the
some,
next day.
Gives you some bad guts. Yeah. No.
I can't do that anymore.
Fuck Coors. That's all I got to say.
Fuck Coors Light.
Yeah. And it's like big out here because like Colorado's close.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's the Rockies.
Yeah. What's that? John Denver's full of shit.
Have you had?
Speak for yourself, moron.
Hey, yeah, some people like John Denver,
yeah,
especially dogs. Have you had Michelob Ultra?
No, I don't think I have.
I don't think I've had it either. That's big right now because of the keto diet.
Yeah.
The people who work out and shit, the CrossFit,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I always get Michelob Ultra and Amstel Light confused.
Oh.
Because they look similar, right?
I don't know. I can't think of it offhand.
I don't know. I've had Amstel Light.
On hand.
That sucks, too.
Amstel Light?
Yeah. I don't, so does Stella.
I don't like a lot. I'll drink whatever, but usually it fucks my shit up.
Mm.
Excuse me. But yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I was at B-Dubs at one time, and homegirl was walking around with a tray of Michelob Ultra in little plastic cups. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she walks by, and I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, I had a couple beers in me. I was like, I usually don't take free shit. It makes me feel really uncomfortable. Like, samples, mostly. Like, if someone was like, I don't know, if it was like a cool free thing, I might do it. But usually it takes a lot to get it, and like, you got to, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it.
You know, show your boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
I've seen enough
these
daylight.
These things aren't the greatest spectacle to behold.
Oh, you're going to say they ain't free.
And these things, they ain't free. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah. She was like, hey, do you want to try a sample? And I was like, ah, probably not. But what do you got? And she was like, Michelob Ultra. And I was like, sure, I'd love a shot of shitty beer. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Let me cleanse my palate with these fucking cheese curds real quick.
Yeah.
All right.
I always wanted to do I don't know. Never mind. That's not important. Let's go.
Ooh, I just got a delivery notice from eBay that my brand new Taking Back Sunday shirt is here.
Oh, no.
Brand new used.
Oh, Nelly. The used?
Brand new, the used Taking Back Sunday shirt.
Interesting. That's a weird matchup. Oh, did you look up? Oh, yeah, tickets are... Yeah, we'll talk about it off air.
Yeah, I don't think they were that bad, but it also... Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just not a big concert guy, really.
Yeah. Speaking of not being a big concert people...
Yeah.
Brianna Hildebrand.
Okay, who
that? She's the bald girl in Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's also in that movie Tragedy Girls that I watched recently.
Okay, haven't gotten a chance to watch that yet.
Yeah, you know, you don't have
Might
to.
Might not have to.
Yeah. But Brianna Hildebrand wouldn't fuck me, not even if her Hildebrand was sitting on my face, you know?
Ooh, okay.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah. Still a no.
Not even if she gave you her Hildebrand.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
You know?
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. That's kind of shitty, I guess, because it's like you brand...
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Cows, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Are you calling her fat?
No, I just meant like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good.
Yeah, yeah, she's a big fat cow.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Maybe branding is a different way. Maybe you slap a sticker on her ass.
Yeah, a moist sticker.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. There you go.
My ass.
God, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. I feel off. I'm going to fuck this name up. This girl, Emmanuel Crikey. I don't know. Look at her name at the top.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to say that.
Emmanuel Crikey. It's probably like... Emmanuel Crikey.
Hold on. Give it to me
Moroccan
again.
She's Moroccan and Canadian and Jewish.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Moroccan, Canadian, and Jewish?
Her name's probably not even Emmanuel. Emmanuel Crikey. I'm going to say Crikey because that's funnier.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crikey.
Sure.
Emmanuel Crikey.
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
She was in Shut-Eye, Entourage, Waiting, Wrong Turn, Detroit Rock City.
Oh, yeah.
She was in Snow Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I hypnotized her. She was a hypnotist in Shut-Eye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that one.
The first season of Shut-Eye we saw.
Oh.
And we thought the name was changed the second season.
They did change it.
She was the lesbian that she was cheating on.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That one seems a little rapey, but
I thought you were talking about Shudder, that movie with Joshua Jackson and the camera or whatever.
Yeah, that's a weird flick.
Yeah, it's no good.
Emmanuel Crikey, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her a Coney dong.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because she was in Detroit Rock City.
Yep.
Detroit Cock Spitty.
Yep, that's you.
That's me, if she'll let me.
Give her that 8 Mile
Long Dong Son.
Yeah.
Emmanuel spaghetti. Crikey. She wouldn't fuck me.
Not even close.
Mom's spaghetti?
No, no.
Not
no.
even if I gave her my mom's spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Or I fucked her like a rabbit.
Ooh.
Or
B rabbit.
I gave her the D rabbit.
Oh, there we go.
There it
yeah.
is. Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I let her snowball me on a snow day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I pickled my dickle. I don't know where I was going with that one.
Yeah.
Pickled.
Is she in
Oh, she's Jewish.
Oh.
Yep. That's where I was going with
I
that.
I get it now. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think of a movie about pickles. I was like, there are no more.
There's
no. Oh, is she in the Rugrats? Tommy Pickles?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say she was in the sequel to a VeggieTales movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where the cucumber got pickled.
Fuck that. So, man, I watched that shit when I was a kid. It was dumb.
Or it was the Jewish version of VeggieTales.
Okay, yeah.
You know, they were all pickled.
Yep.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was my Meshuggah mama.
Mm-hmm.
That one's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Meshuggah mama.
Good inside joke.
Yes. Also, just very funny.
No, we can't explain
no,
it.
Okay,
we gotta move
all right.
on.
All right, go ahead. It's your turn.
No.
Oh, you're loco, man.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Explain it.
Okay, so... So
you know what? Write in if you want to know the joke.
Yeah, no one talks to us. Yeah, so we live in a fairly Jewish part of Hollywood. I don't know if there's several pockets of it, but we're in a pretty...
We're in the fart of it.
Yeah, we're in the fart of it for sure. And
maybe Fairfax.
We might be like a block or two
Fairfax
away.
Is,
I think we might
yeah.
be a block away.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets pretty kosher about a block from us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this sushi place that I've heard of that's less, like, it's actually about a block, a little less than a block away from us. I always walked on the same side of the street as it, so I never looked at the name.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one time I saw the name, but I flipped by it real quick because I thought it was like, I thought it was Chinese or I thought it was Japanese. I thought it was Japanese.
Oh, okay.
I just saw a word I didn't understand, so I just shot by.
Gotcha.
And I was like, I didn't understand, but it was called Something for Sushi.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was walking to Black Panther the other day. And I'm across the street, and I look over, and the title is probably not even that funny. It was funny to me, but it's called Meshuggah for Sushi,
mm-hmm.
and just totally going for it in the Jewish market, and it's all kosher sushi.
Yeah,
which I don't even really know what that means. Are they allowed to eat? They're allowed to eat fish, right?
Yeah, the kosher thing I think is more about
how it's prepared,
and how the meat's treated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of meat in sushi, anyways, though.
No.
Not at all. Not really?
Yeah, there's it depends. You can get like if you get the shit that has like the fish wrapped around rice, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know what that shit's called. But there's just like it'll have like a sliver of fish on top of it looks like Sonic, like his hair, you know.
It's called a Segura roll.
Yeah.
It's tempura.
There we go. Yeah, I'm into that. Yeah. But yeah, it's just fish or crab, pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Sushi's all right. It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm actually not really that okay with it. It's
I've tried it
a bunch of times, and I'm not a fan unless it's like crab or lobster.
Whatever. Yeah, I only get crab.
That's all I can do.
Unless I'm with someone and then they order it for me because I don't know what the shit's called.
I can't do that though. That's the two times I did it. I went with my sister once. And she ordered a bunch of shit and I tried all of it.
Yeah.
I even went out and it like was like, fuck it. I'm going to just do the thing, which also I really dig nowadays. Like there's shit that I'm eating now that I didn't used to eat that I didn't care for.
Too, yeah.
And I'm a big fan of it. I can't think of something offhand. Onions.
Pussy.
I'm a bigger fan of. Pussy I didn't used to even dive into at all. Holy cow. Now I need a...
I don't know why I said pussy. That's not true. I should have said...
No, that's okay. I like it.
yeah.
But I can't get into fish. I can't do it. I haven't found a single fish that I enjoy eating.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not even fish sticks?
No. Mm-mm.
Well.
And I like deep fried shit.
Yeah.
Actual crap if it's deep fried.
Yeah.
Fried.
Yeah.
I take pride in my deep fried. Okay.
I don't. You got one. You got one yourself.
Yeah, I do. I haven't fired that boy up in a while. It's a little messy.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually get the. It's called like spider roll or something like that.
I've heard of that.
It's like crab and then avocado and something melt and then some like spicy mayo on it or something like that. It's pretty good.
Is it one of the ones that's deep fried or they
the crab is
the crab is
the crab is yeah
because they do the isn't Are the tempura rolls the ones that are deep fried?
I don't know.
Because they have the crispy outer or some shit.
Yeah, you'd I've have had to those. Ask Tahura. He knows that.
I think there was like a there might have been like a dragon roll one time.
Yeah,
it was like that.
Yeah,
and it had lobster in it.
Yeah.
Ooh, mama.
Yeah. You ever had a California roll? Well, you don't like avocado, right?
I'm okay. You know what? I'm okay with it.
Yeah, those ones are pretty good.
I do like sushi when it has like vegetables and shit in it.
Yeah,
as long as it doesn't have fish, honestly.
Okay.
I like the consistency. I like it's got cream cheese in it.
Yeah,
I love cream cheese.
Me too.
Shit.
All right. Speaking of cream cheese.
Speaking of cream jeans.
Yeah. Bambi's mom, you know, from the movie Bambi.
Oh, I thought you meant Bambi 2. Oh.
What's Bambi 2?
I can't remember what it's called. I was going to say Electric Boogaloo, but that's too...
Oh. Too, anyway, it's okay.
It's called Bambi 2, Shooting Daddy 2.
Ooh, all right.
As well.
Big Mama's House. I don't know. Bambi's mom, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the old fuck shot.
Oh,
you know,
I did not expect that at all.
I know that was aggressive. I hit that hard. I'm sorry. Well,
I'm trying to think of things that rhyme with Jack Reacher, and then you hit me with fuck shot.
I know. Yeah, got it right from the deer stand.
Fuck shot. That's Oh no, those are that's a pretty tight shot actually.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, I'm thinking a bird shot. Fuck.
Buckshot. Yeah. But I think buckshot's pretty tight because it's got. Otherwise, you're not going to kill a deer if you just. Yeah.
That's how much I don't know about hunting, because when I thought of that, I was thinking of the bird shot where it spreads.
Oh, you know what? I think it works, though, with a more concentrated jizz.
Yeah,
I think
there's still BBs in it.
But it's more of a killer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to step on its neck afterwards.
That's good.
That's a terrifying thing in hunting.
Yeah. I like venison.
Yeah, me too. I like it. All right. This last wouldn't fuck me here is Kim Ung Jung. Probably... pronouncing that incorrectly.
Awesome.
Kim Ung Jung, aka Annie, nicknamed Annie, South Korean women's curling team leader.
Oh, the glasses lady.
Glasses, yeah. Yep. There's two with glasses.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they all picked silly American names.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. I wish I would have written the other ones down now. But apparently there was like an interview where they were all giggling about how they picked English words or just names.
Really?
They thought were fun, yeah. So, Kim Ung Jung, or Annie, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I licked her south urethra. Regret saying that out loud. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if her teammate swept my disc right in her hole.
Oh, nice.
Sweep. They're actually called stones,
yeah.
I found out. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had the stones for it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Nuts.
Get your rocks off or something.
Ooh, okay, yeah. They call it a rock, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I played curling one time. I know everything about it.
Should have done that one. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if it was Kim Possible.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her a hard cock life.
Uh-huh.
Annie?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What if you called... What if she was like, Jacob, call me, beat me, if you want to jack or reach your me.
Ooh, okay.
You know, Kim Possible.
Call me, beat me. And then when it did that, it went underneath.
If you want to jack or reach your me.
You want to jack or reach your me? I like that a lot. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I licked Annie on her fanny. And if you're, it works both ways, because it could be the butt or the British slang. Fanny means pussy.
Yeah. So. You licked Annie on her fanny?
Yeah. So her nickname's Annie.
Okay. I don't get it.
What do you mean?
You said if you lick... Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought you were using her name as a verb, and I was like, I don't get it.
Oh, no.
You licked Annie, the girl, on her fanny. Yeah. I was like, are you like talking about spelling her name on her pussy? I thought that's where you're going for. I was like, what?
Oh, hey, maybe, though.
Yeah.
Put the tongue work in.
Sure.
Spell it out.
Yeah.
You know? That could work. Hey, well, I'll try it out. Maybe that'll actually do it.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Not even if I pickled my dickle.
Yeah. Did you got any ones about how her city's famous for garlic or something like that?
I don't. I didn't do that one.
I got to find that interview.
I didn't do that. That's really very funny.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that one. That's all. That's the end.
Nice.
No,
I like it.
No boat references, you guys. So.
Jerry, enjoy my wife.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, so speaking of all those amazing jokes that we just laid down for why people wouldn't fuck us, I think it's time for Joke of the Gay.
Oh, is it?
What do you think?
Yeah, let's get to it.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
Well, mine's pretty quick.
Mine's very quick because I...
Oh, shit.
What?
Gun dropped.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. It's just rugs or hooker wrapping paper.
Ooh.
That's all I got.
I like that.
No. Yeah. No. Okay. No. More of a non sequitur, really.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. Probably won't try it out, but, you know.
All right.
That's the bow on the wrapping paper. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Are they all wrapped in carpet?
Usually.
Even that fat one.
Even the fat gift.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, mine's really quick and is more of an idea that I haven't worked out yet. But it's talking about how I have a high tolerance for alcohol. And I drink in dog beers,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I need 7 beers in order to be at the same level as normals
mm-hmm.
after 1 beer or 1 vodka soda or whatever.
Mm-hmm. One dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to eat 7 hot dogs with my beers in order to be at the same level as them after eating 1 dog.
Yeah. I think it's a good concept.
Dog year. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where to go with it yet, though.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna do it.
Dog
it's like,
beers.
It's like silly, but mm-hmm. unless you have kind of like a neat thing to do with it or mm-hmm. have it written into something, it's not.
Yeah.
So I'm saying it here so that if anybody else,
yeah.
uses dog beers,
yeah. you motherfuckers, you'll owe me some loyalty.
I'm locking it down.
Yeah.
Right now, before I even have a single idea about it, but
I like it. I'll find something in there.
I'll play with it. Yeah, I'll find something. I'll probably write something about fucking a dog at some point. And
ooh.
It's usually where it goes.
It's always a good route.
Yeah, but I think, you know what? On that note,
mm-hmm. we're going to take dog
a
fucking.
Quick, on the dog fucking note, we're going to take a quick 30 seconds of Jet Doll.
Mm. Hey, guys. Call now and spend some quality time with Jet Doll. 1-800-JET-DOLL for live one-on-one calls with premier ladies. Only $2 per minute, and Jet Doll never charges any additional connect fees. 1-800-JET-DOLL, and your call is answered by a live Jet Doll representative 24 hours a day. Never by a machine. 1-800-JET-DOLL. We're waiting for your call. Call me.
Ooh, is that a jet at the end?
Yeah, man.
It was a jet.
It was a doll.
It was a doll. Jetting off.
Yeah. I didn't listen to it, but I don't know. Jet Doll seems like a very odd name.
I didn't think you had to. Yeah, it does, especially with how many times they said it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I could go back and listen to it instead of just guessing what I think it means.
I think it's fun to guess,
it's
though,
a doll
too.
That's going to get you off or something. I don't know. Anyways.
Well, it's a phone sex line. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird for them to say.
I got a jet.
Yeah. Oh,
make
hey,
it quick.
Got a jet, doll.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, they just didn't know. Put a comma in between jet and doll.
Sure.
I got a jet, doll.
Yeah. Bunch of idiots.
Except that's what. They would never say that because they want to keep you on the line as long as possible. I wonder how crazy people have gotten. Just fucked over by phone sex lines.
Oh yeah, it's really crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might have said it in the thing. I doubt they did.
Yeah.
They're not gonna say how much it costs yeah. in the fucking thing.
That is true.
I like the jet at the end though. That's that's the place that Michael Bay calls.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he only calls places that in the commercials they have explosions
yeah.
or like jets taking off.
I want to have an orgasm as big as one of the explosions in my movies.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Transform it, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you don't make that happen. I got a jet, doll. Oh, did you think we were on a different page?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's all right. One more.
That was a good one. I like
yeah,
that
I like
one.
That, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, we've been...
it's been a minute.
Yeah, we've been spending a lot of time in our own time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not a huge fan of it.
Nope.
So we were talking about this the other day. We were talking about busting out the old time machine
mm-hmm.
again,
yeah.
and it's a dangerous game. It's just, you know, you never know what you're going to do or what you're going to change.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going to run into?
Yeah, so I don't know. We've been kind of... shine away from it just because, you know, I don't know. You know what? At this point in today's day and age, more time travel, I think, would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to ruin anything now.
Nope, it's all fucked.
Yeah. So we're gonna go back in time.
Yes. Yeah. We're gonna jump the old time machine.
We're gonna jump in the time machine and see where it takes us. We're gonna hit random, and we're gonna hop in our jet doll and
ooh yeah, the old jet doll.
Go back in time or forward. I'm never really sure what's going on.
Oh man.
But
time is a flat circle, right, ladies?
Yeah. All right, you guys, here we go. Are you ready to get in the time machine?
Locked and choated.
Hit go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's set on going back in time, so we'll see where it brings us.
All right.
3, 2, 1, blast off. Man,
safe landing as always.
Yeah, yeah. That last one was just the last. It was the bounce.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, it hits and then it's got to take a quick bounce.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of sand around us.
Yeah, I was just gonna say
it's fucking hot.
It's a little toasty.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure where we are. I think if we just leave we can just walk around.
Yeah,
wherever,
yeah,
right? And we'll come back to this time machine. Oof.
Ooh, we're walking. That's us walking for some reason.
Casey has high heels on.
Yep.
He's wearing chipmunks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wearing my moccasins before they're actually turned, before they're dead. Yeah.
You're wearing them. See, that's the problem with wearing some stuff when we go back in time.
They come back alive.
His moccasins just turned into chipmunks. Yeah. I thought they told you that was not chipmunk fur.
Oh, no.
They're knockoffs.
No, they lied.
Those are knockoffs. Those are knockoff moccasins. Yeah. All right. Well, sometimes we learn some things. We got some people to talk to when we get back.
Yeah.
Because these Uggs.
Fucking, yeah.
These Uggs are still.
Buttes.
These are polar bears, little polar bear cubs now. we're walking.
I don't know, man. It looks like someone was dragging something at some point. There's like a big, I don't know, indentation in the sand.
It's not like a dinosaur tail, right? I don't think we went back that far. No, I think we'd know.
It can't be a dinosaur tail.
Be more
tail,
like a rainforest kind of feel, and this is definitely more desert.
Yeah. Deserty. Looks like there's like three big fucking, I don't know.
Tees
in the distance. Huh. I don't know. Hey, here's some dipshit.
Oh,
With rocks in his hand. Should we talk to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, sir. What's going on here?
What are you talking about? What kind of clothes are you wearing? What's going on? Why are you wearing chipmunks on your feet, son? What's happening here?
Why don't you mind your own fucking business, asshole?
Oh, that was
rude.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's
hey, you know, you got to watch your language, young man. You know how I feel about dirty words. It's crazy.
Why is that, you old?
Hey, I don't know if I want to talk to you fellas anymore.
Sir. I'll clean it up.
My friend Casey's dealing with the fact that his shoes just turned into actual animals.
Yeah, I can't fucking process what's going on here right now.
Sorry, sir. Let's restart.
Yeah.
Where are we? Like, what's going on right now? This seems very strange. What year is this? I'm not really sure what's happening. What are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, is that... Oh, well, I'm just carry these rocks.
I'm just a merchant.
I'm selling stuff. I used to sell myrrh. Now I'm a rock guy. I don't know. It's crazy.
Cool, man. Can you tell us what those T's are in the distance?
Oh, you idiot. Those aren't T's. They're crosses. Oh, there's people hanging from them. Can't you see? Oh.
Who's hanging from them? Are we talking about the big man, or is this just some thieves?
Big man, I don't know what you're talking about. It's all three unlucky Jews to me. I'm just happy it's not me, I'll tell you that. I'm a merchant. I didn't do nothing wrong my whole life. That's why I deal with rocks instead of all these dumb Roman cocks. Hey.
All right. Well, all right, Jacob, let's get out of here. That guy seems like he's fucking stupid or something.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, at least we know they're crosses now, so.
Yeah, so I mean.
Someone's being crucified.
Yeah. You think it's Jesus?
It's got to be Jesus, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know why our time machine would bring us to.
A lesser-known crucifixion.
Yeah, yeah. 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 I mean, it's been known to throw us some weird places and weird scenarios, but...
Well, let's get up to Jesus.
Hey, you guys want any rocks?
All right. Fuck that guy.
Alvin!
Oh, man.
Oh, the dogs are barking, let me tell you.
He sounded a little squishy.
They're just fucking, they are on fire right
broken
now.
Broken all the bones in them. It's just mush, mush feet.
Yeah. Oh. Man, you know what? We're here. I think that is. I think that is, in fact.
I think that's Jesus.
Jesus, right?
Jesus Christ of Jesus Nazareth? Christ.
Yeah. It's gotta be.
Hey, excuse me, sir.
I'm taking a nap.
Are you, wake up. You sleepy?
Huh? What the fuck do you want?
Sir, I'm just curious if you're the Jesus Christ.
Yeah, of course I'm Jesus Christ. Who the fuck do you think this is? Oh, I'm Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ, leave me alone.
Jesus Christ.
Superstar. Be respectful.
You definitely use your...
All right, I'll take
the third person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me. I gotta let people know who I am because I'm dying.
I wasn't sure, sir.
It hurts.
I'm sorry.
My hands hurt.
Sir, I'm sorry. Now, if you are the actual Jesus, I know you've been through a lot. I apologize to make light of that in any way.
Yeah.
I still can't get over the fact that my friend is wearing chipmunks.
Yeah. Well, I can't get over. Dude, I can't. Why is everyone talking so weird?
I don't get it either. I feel like he's doing a Jerry Seinfeld impression, and so is the other guy. Yeah. And it's just weird. Like, he's doing it. Okay, so there's two guys next to them. Let me ask this guy. Hey, buddy, what, I don't know how to ask you this. It sounds strange to just ask you this straight up, but what does your voice sound like?
My voice? What? This is my voice. Everyone sounds like this. It's just our accent. It's our town's accent. What's your problem, man?
It's your town? Are you also Jewish?
Yeah. I stole some stuff. Oops. Shouldn't have done that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
These guys, Casey, I think these are all just Jewish people.
Yeah, I think they all just sound a little weird.
All Jewish people sound like Jerry Seinfeld back in the day?
I mean, there's no way they can't prove this, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What year is this? 69 BJ? BJS?
LBJ.
Before Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes.
It would be way more than 69.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, well, I mean, we're here. We might as well. Who else gets to talk to Jesus? I mean, we might as well ask him some questions, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Fucking.
So.
Let's do some things.
So, Jesus, what, like, what?
That's me. I'm Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you. The sun's been in my eyes a lot. I can't remember who I'm talking to.
Son, you know, I've been the son of God. I've been in his eyes this whole time, and he's just still trying to kill me.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad sucks. Can you believe it? Father of the year, not even close. I'm glad I smashed that mug I bought him.
What are you doing? Are you trying to be like funny? Is this, are you trying to be like a comedian or something? It's just strange that.
Well, I mean, I'm dying up here, man. Oh. I mean, what else am I gonna do? You want me to go out crying? I'm gonna try to get some laughs. It's my whole life. I've always wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm just a hanged-up comedian.
Oh, no.
No, that wasn't very good. No, take it back.
You know what? Everybody starts somewhere, which is, I know, I've heard that. I've heard that before.
Oh, I'm getting the light. Oh, just kidding. I'm not going to die yet. I'm getting close, though.
Is that just, that's just the sun.
Oh, the sun setting on my ass.
It's just the sun.
Yeah.
What a, so you're a.
Hold on, fellas. What's your name? Who am I talking to?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban.
Ooh, Jacob. I like that. Great name. It's in my book. You should read it. Jacob.
Oh.
It's not you, but great name.
You got a book?
Yeah, it's coming out soon. I don't know. It'll drop one of these days.
Damn. Do you got a SoundCloud account set up for it?
No, I think they're going to print it on the... I think they're going to cut this cross and turn it into papers and print it on this.
Oh.
That seems real dark. Sorry.
Damn. That's recycling, though. I like that. It seems smart, but also...
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah, I mean it's you know, at least they're using the whole tree.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Did you build this yourself? Jesus, this cross that you're on?
Yeah. You know, I'm a carpenter, didn't you know? I'm a bit of a handyman. Ah, you get it? Oh, my hands, they're bleeding. Oh, I'm not so much of a handyman anymore. Still got two, but they're see-through. Oh.
This guy sucks.
Yeah, I don't like this. this is the worst open mic I've ever been to.
I throw tomatoes at him, but you know, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus. My name's Casey.
Oh, Casey. Oh, I don't like that name. Oh, I'd rather call you not Jacob because I like Jacob so much.
Another one.
Yeah.
Great,
dude. Everyone just hates my name. Apparently, can't escape it. But anyways, Jesus.
I got to call my mom later and thank her for this.
For not getting roasted by the son of the Lord. Anyways, Jesus, not a big fan. Do you think you're going to call this part of the Bible crosswords? It's like, you know, you're trying to make jokes and stuff. That's a pretty decent wordplay joke, right? What's the deal with the Bible? Are you saying goodbye to a bisexual bull? No one's going to read it. No one reads anymore. You're sitting there enjoying the good book. You're going to turn the page and boom, you get a paper cut. A paper cut. That hurts more than having nails driven through your hands. Let me tell you, you're supposed to believe that this guy has it all figured out and invented it all, but still allows us to live in a world that has paper cuts? Come on, Dad. You're a real thorn in my side. Of my head, I got a whole crown of thorns. I mean, look at this thing. You only wear this when you're getting crucified. I mean, no one's waking up in the morning and looks out up at the sky and is like, hey, it's a little cloudy. Better grab my crown of thorns. I mean, come on. I wouldn't be caught dead in this thing. Seriously, take this off me before I die. It sucks.
And what's the deal with the fact that it's a crown of thorns? Just because I'm the king of the Jews doesn't mean I want to go cheap on accessories.
Ooh, man. Really going for the stereotypes.
Really long, drawn out a bit about just really shitting on the Jews.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect? They put me up here, kind of. Hey, they ratted me out. Oh. Yeah.
I got a follow-up question. What's up with, like, circumcisions, man? Like, seems weird to cut off a piece of skin for like no reason, you know? And okay. All right. Let me start over. We had an interruption.
These guys next to you won't stop moaning and groaning.
Shut up, no one talks.
Stop telling these jokes.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
I'm gonna steal these jokes.
I'm sick of it too. That's all he does. He's up here.
This guy sucks. All right.
Why wouldn't they have just shot me?
I'm gonna pick this guy's brain, you know what I'm saying?
Pick my brain.
It's been poked.
All
right. Jesus, what's up with the circumcision, man? It seems a little weird to just cut off a piece of skin like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well, what do you have to say for yourself, fucko? Let me tell you, when you're performing a circumcision, what you really need is some circumcision. Am I right, fellas? Here's your sign. I'm just trying all sorts of catchphrases to see what sticks. You know. Anyways, between me and you and these two dipshits, my dad, he had a bit of a baggy foreskin.
Ooh.
If you know what I'm saying. He had a bit of a JNCO jeans situation when he really wanted some skinny jeans. He had too much turtle and he needed more neck. It was like one of those pumpkin yard bags you get around Halloween, and he didn't quite have enough leaves to fill it up. So he's up one late night. So he's up late one night drinking my blood, and he decides he's gonna do a little snippy snippy and let the groundhog out and see a shadow. You guys have trimmed your beard before, you know how it goes.
Oh.
You swear you're only going to take off just a little, and then you screw up one side, so you got to even it out on the other side. And next thing you know, you're cutting off a chunk of your own dick. And you figure, well, if my dick's going to look like this, then every dick is going to look like this.
Wow.
So he tells Abraham to circumcise himself, his sons, and his slaves, and he does it because he's dumb as shit. And here we are now. Our dicks are at the bus stop, and it's wishing it still had its sweater.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
The bus stop?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a lonely...
Jesus Christ.
It's a lonely place for your dick.
How long did you get to work that bit out before you... Did you just start doing stand-up when you got crucified?
Well, I've been etching these jokes in the side of the cross this whole time.
Did you write these on the...
on the flight in? No, I had to drag my own killing machine all the way up this fucking hill.
Boy, are my arms tired.
I like it.
Let me tell
you. Jesus, I like it.
That food they served at the Last Supper, Jesus Christ, it was terrible.
I should have known better. I should have known better than to expect something good after that. They did call it the Last Supper. Oh, what's the deal with that? I'm hungry before I came up here. What? No time for a last midnight snack? He's
got a point. You got to give it to him. The guy brings up a lot of points.
I was going
to
say, if I could just give you a quick idea for one of your catchphrases.
Oh, let's hear it. Homo. Okay.
Wow. It's really, you know, you're not easy to talk to.
You know, it's a different time.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is true. I'll let it slide this time. At one point you said, here's your sign.
And I thought maybe it could work better if you said, here's your sign from God.
No.
Okay, got it. Cool. Thank you. Good. So no more ideas. Gotcha. So okay.
You want to give the credit to my dad?
Ah, okay. I see what's going on here. Now you were crucified.
That's a fucking asshole, man.
Yeah, no, this guy's fucking ridiculous. He has a series of books written about him. I'd rather hang out with Harry Potter.
What are you guys talking about?
No, don't worry about it. Hey.
Okay.
Sorry. It's just some more questions for you, just to
oh, bring them on.
Okay. I noticed you were crucified, right?
It was crucified. Crucifixion. Hey, what's the deal with crucifixion? Oh, you're not fixing anything, and you're not going on a cruise. Should be called gay porn. Oh, am I right, fellas? You must know what I'm talking about. Couple of homos. Oh, there I go again. Oops, I did it again. Oh.
This guy's like fucking Don Rickles, man.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Also,
go ahead. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jesus. I think it's crucifixion, not fixin'.
Oh, you stupid bastard. Oh, what a nerd this guy. But now that you're saying it, you know what? It's definitely not fiction. Crucifixion? No way. It's not fiction that I'm slowly bleeding to death up here, I'll tell you that.
These holes are real.
They're all real. I'll tell you something else. That book that's coming out that I'm writing, that's not crucifixion either. Oh, it's just got a crucifixion in it. Oh boy.
I fucking hate this guy.
I can't stand any of what's going on right now.
His voice just gets shriller and shriller.
I seriously don't understand how so many people think he's funny or like him this much. Yeah.
You think he got crucified because he bombed so hard at open mics and they're like, this is the only way we can get him to stop?
I hope so. If that's true. I'm bummed that ever stopped being a tradition at open mics.
Crucified people. I agree.
It's ridiculous.
Well, Jesus, I think if you ever come back, you should come to some open mics with us and see if your material stands the test of time. The testament of time, am I right? Hey, that's pretty good. I suck. All right. I don't know.
Oh, man, Jesus. I mean, you don't have to be so down on yourself. Yeah. I did hear once, though. I heard...
Just need more practice.
I heard you were hung like
Ooh.
This.
Ooh.
Yeah, like this. It's this big. Mm-hmm. Is that true? I don't know. Take a look for yourself.
Right.
Holy moly. That is a big-ass dong you're fucking rocking there, bud. I seriously, Casey, I thought that was a part of the cross that he was being crucified on.
It's not?
No. It's just a brown cock.
Good thing they missed that cock with that needle on his feet. I mean, not needle. Fucking... Nail.
They're called nails. Yeah. You really didn't nail that one, I'll tell you that right now.
Jesus, I wish I could fucking nail you right in the throat right now.
Yeah, well, good luck, shorty. You can't even reach.
Yeah. Oh. I'll climb up your dick like a fucking rope in gym class.
Hey, guess what? I'll come on your chipmunk feet, baby.
Oh, that's how chipmunks die.
I'll stick my bees on you. That's what I'll do. I got a lot of friends that are bees. You'll find out about it later. Mm, they call me Superman. I don't know why.
Interesting. All right. I got one last question for you, Jesus, if you don't mind. Bring it on. I hope I die. All right. when you get up to heaven, do you think you're going to stick your dick through a hole in one of your hands and then jerk off with the other hand, you know, giving yourself like, you know, some mini glory hole action? Think you're going to do that? Of course I am. What else am I going to do up there? What are those holes? What else are those holes for? I'm probably paying Jesus Christ, I can't even fucking talk. The blood's dripping out of my body. I feel like I'm getting lightheaded. I'll plow through, though. I'll plow through just because, you know, that's what I do when I'm bombing. Yeah, I'll probably paint different sceneries on one hand, like, you know, your standard bathroom stall or wood paneling. Then it'll get more elaborate, like I'll do hay sticks, then a brick wall, and dress the other hand up as the big bad wolf and blow my little house down. Then I'll eat some porridge. I mean, well, if it's not too hot.
Yeah, you gotta find it just right, I think.
Oh, I'll eat whatever the fuck I want. Fuck you guys. Oh, you chodes.
Wow. All right.
He's kidding.
Sorry.
Man,
this guy's like.
And then when you die, you turn into a fucking asshole.
Yeah, it's such a whiny bitch, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too bad you can't turn that whine into not being crucified.
Hey, you know what? That's pretty good. Can I use that? That's great. Oh, that's gold, Jerry. Wait, your name's Jacob. Sorry. Oh.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know, man. You got
I'm
anything
sick of
else
this
to
ass
talk
clown.
About? Yeah,
no,
me neither.
Not at all.
Yeah. Well, Jesus.
Highly doubt we'll ever see you again.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I'll be back.
Hey, Jesus, hopefully we never see you again. Fingers crossed. Oh, fuck you guys. My whole body's crossed. Oh, no, I'm gay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cross my whole body. Cross my heart. Hope to die. For real. Oh.
All right. Now let's get the fuck out of here. Hop in the time machine. Let's go.
Wow.
Man.
What a piece of shit that guy.
What a history lesson.
Wow. Yeah, am I right?
Yeah, I didn't realize he was so rude.
Reading rainbow on this.
Yeah. Maybe that's why the Bible's just not him walking around and they're just writing things down all the time that he said 24/7.
Yeah, I was going to say they write like down real like certain things. Yeah. He must have been high like when he said any of those things that they actually wrote down, because there's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Interesting guy.
Yeah.
Interesting guy.
Yeah,
but
you know what? We learned something. That's what it's all about with Time Machine.
Jesus was an aspiring stand-up comedian.
And all Jews sound like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's crazy. I never would have guessed that.
I wouldn't have guessed it either. It makes sense.
Yeah, Bethlehem. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think Jerry Seinfeld is the second coming of Christ or 69th?
69th, at least, I would say. I don't know.
Curious about it.
TBD.
Yeah. Hey, they're very similar. All right, you guys. Well, we're going to take a quick 60-second break with Miss Cleo. Maybe she could have answered some of these questions for us.
I should have brought her.
I should have asked her first. Should we go back and see Jesus, or is he just a whiny piece of shit?
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell us. Break time.
Experience the miracle of the tarot.
Who are all of these nosy people? Outside influences I'm seeing around you by the moon card.
Yeah, lots of nosy people.
Yeah. Seem to be putting in their 2 cents and you didn't ask for a penny, did you? I don't see too much hair on his face. If he does, it's a very thin mustache across here.
Okay.
Seems to have nice, I mean, he's got a nice body. I mean, he's got a bit of a tuchus. He's got a bit of some buns. You know, he's not flat there. Am I hitting it on the head?
Okay.
I think you know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. He's married, honey.
Daughter's father, yes.
Oh my goodness. All right. Did you know that the daughter's father is married?
Yes, he is.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Discover the truth through the tarot cards. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
Call 1-800-810-2159.
It does sound like John Levitt.
Yeah, it does.
At the end.
I like how the commercial had that segment in it.
What?
Just somebody finding out. That her being like, oh, he's married. And she's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then it's just her reacting to someone sleeping with a married man.
I liked where she had to point out where the mustache was on his face. If he had, it's a thin mustache right about here. Yeah.
Cool.
Otherwise, it just wouldn't be a mustache.
Right.
It'd be something else, lady.
It's just lining the bottom of his chin. It's either a mustache or it's just a pencil thin like chin strap.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks,
Miss Cleo. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
My ass.
All right, you guys.
Rip it open.
We're going back to a bit we haven't been to in a while. I don't think we've been there since Christmas. Triple X-Mass Suicide.
Uh-huh.
And we were the only ones who survived, so we got to keep it alive. I think back then it was stocking stuffers or chimney pack. Either one works.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore, it doesn't. No. Now we're back to the original.
Yeah.
It's what all the cool dads wear.
Ooh.
Inside and out. Oh. Fanny pack. Yeah.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Yeah.
As soon as I said that, I wish we had like some radio punch. I was like, dun-dun, fanny pack. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I like that.
We need some stingers, man.
Yeah.
But bow,
bow,
yeah, for those of you, yeah.
Fanny pack.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know the idea of the entire thing is we're going to draw a name from a bucket and then we're going to pick an item.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to figure out how many of those things we think that person can fit inside their fanny pack.
Way up in there.
In their fanny.
Yeah.
Just thinking, I should keep it the title alive.
Yep.
All right.
Enough.
You want to draw or you want to pick an item? Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. We're not going to pay for
I like it.
For it being a little heavy, you know.
No. Too many stamps.
Yeah, too many stamps.
And too many crayons.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. What's this?
That's the names.
And then you want me to do the name and you pick
the
item?
Yeah, name, yeah.
All right, I think I got one.
Ooh.
I mean, we can do this or not. No, not those. You got to pick from the list. I picked Jesus Christ.
Oh, I've had enough of that guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be curious. It'd be fun to figure out.
Do you want to?
Nah.
We could go back and ask him.
I don't want to confirm. I never want to talk to that guy. I need a break from Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, I need a break from Jesus. Hit me with that bucket again. We'll keep him in there for later, but
yeah.
It's enough Jesus.
It's like an open mic.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. When Abe Lincoln. Michael Bird's daddy.
Oh, okay.
Abe Lincoln. And then we have a list of items here. What are you thinking there, Stoddard?
I'm not looking. My eyes are
magic
closed.
Finger.
My eyes was closed and my mouth was away from the mic. And we're going here. Chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I bet you Abe could fucking mow down some chicken fingers. A platter?
Eat?
Oh, yeah. He mows them things down.
Eating with the south mouth.
Sauce or no sauce?
I mean, that's kind of up to you.
Wet?
Hey.
Or dry?
Well, it's like hot dog eating contests, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can choose to dip the buns in water, but you don't have to. Helps them slide in easier. Depends on how loose we think this guy's butthole is.
He was from Illinois, right?
I don't know.
I think he was from Illinois.
Okay.
So he's from the Midwest. I think that asshole's seen some shit.
Gotcha.
And I think it's pretty nice and spacious.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with that.
I'm gonna say one U-Haul full.
U-Haul?
Yeah.
Full of chicken fingers.
Yes.
Okay. No sauce.
No, he's got his own sauce.
Ooh, he makes his own. He makes his own sauce.
Yep.
He just dips it in his ass before putting it all the way in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or he just spits on him before shoving it up of his ass. I guess that's what most people do before shoving things in their ass. Yeah. Anyways, but a U-Haul.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
And then
that.
He's like, 4 more and 7 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, I got nothing. One U-Haul full of chicken fingers.
I like that. Well, I know he's got a lot of space up there because before he freed the slaves, he used to use his ass as an underground railroad.
Oh, interesting.
Choo-choo. He was the caboose of the underground railroad.
He's going to choo-choo his food.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
You know what? I'm going to say in a U-Haul.
I know.
I'm going to say... I'm going to agree with the U-Haul,
mm-hmm.
but then I'm going to throw in...
Ooh, is he working with a cheat day?
No, I'm thinking that he has a bunch of deep-fried chicken fingers up there, a U-Haul's worth. Mm-hmm. But I also think he could fit about 18 actual chicken hands up there, like actual chicken hands,
yeah,
claws and all.
Talons or whatever they're called.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. So, like, legit chicken fingers.
Mm.
I think he could get up there. So, a U-Haul... And then how many digits do they have?
I think just three or four, right?
Three seems kind of right with the tail and shit, but I think they might have four.
Four, like
I think it
claw.
Might be like that.
Yeah.
Because this kind of seems weird, right?
Yeah.
It's this.
Unless, I don't know, you know, I haven't been jerking off to chicken feet in
yeah.
a while, you know?
Yeah, me neither.
I'm over that foot fetish stuff.
I like chicken fingers without the digits.
Let me see.
You
know? How many toes do a chicken have?
U-Haul's worth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Getting manicures up there, all the chicken fingers.
Jesus Christ.
I think he could fit some chicken fingers.
Four toes. Yes.
Okay. So what did I say, 18? Uh-huh. What's 18 times 4? It's 20
Trick
times.
Question.
Trick question. Math wasn't invented yet.
Yep.
No. So that's irrelevant.
It'd be that you'd have some leftovers. So it'd either be, I don't know. I don't want to do
How
math
many chicken
on air.
Fingers do you think you could make out of one chicken?
Ooh. Well, if we're using, I mean, are we talking premium
no.
chicken or just use the whole thing?
Yeah. Just. I mean, I no feathers know. Or anything, but I want to say 12.
Okay.
Is that pushing
I was
going to
say
it,
eight. I was going to say eight. Depends on how big those chicken tits are.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to see, like I'm peeling a chicken figure off.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a chicken in a while either.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? For
oh,
size
man.
Comparison.
Fucking back in Chicago, these people around the block from me owned chickens, and they would just let them roam.
Oh yeah,
and they would just be crossing the street and like chilling in the trees. And they like,
did you ever ask them why they crossed?
I did. I was really drunk one night, and I just ran up. I took a video of it. I just like sprinted up to one in the tree, and I was like, why'd you cross the road?
What did it say?
To get into Abe's ass. Yeah, pretty much.
That's the answer to that joke riddle. Mm-hmm. Why did the chicken cross the road? To dive into that Lincoln tunnel.
Yeah. Ooh, there we go. I like that.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You know people shit themselves when they get shot.
Yeah?
And all the chicken fingers came out.
Maybe that's why he was like...
He knew where all the gold was hiding.
Yeah. I heard this guy's like Mario, but with chicken fingers.
Just Sonic with the rings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Not Mario.
Just all chicken fingers go twing. Was it John Wilkes Booth?
Yeah.
He's just got dipping sauces and grabbed up the chicken wings.
They hung him by his bib. Yeah. He came prepared.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just fucking fat ass John Wilkes Booth. Finger licking good.
Finger licking. He's the next colonel.
Finger Lincoln good.
Oh, Finger Lincoln, yeah. Finger Lincoln good. Yeah.
All right. That's as best as we're going to go with the Lincoln stuff. A U-Haul and 18 hands of actual chicken fingers.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll go back in time someday and talk to him.
Yeah.
Did we? We didn't talk to him.
No, we didn't talk to Lincoln. We talked to...
Elvis and Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Elvis and now Jesus.
Bug Bunny. Yep, and Jesus. So, all our heroes.
Three sons of God.
The Holy Trinity.
There it is, yeah.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more, and then we'll be done.
All right.
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
You doing this? I'll pick the item.
Yeah, I'll pick the name this time. It was Daryl Strawberry.
That's
Daryl Strawberry.
Just pick whatever. It doesn't have to be.
Kirk Cameron.
Another
Jesus guy. No, Kirk Cameron's my best friend. Hey, don't talk shit about Kirk.
Oh, God.
Fuck off.
We're getting some.
You can come back.
Yeah. Aftershocks of the time.
Ben Stein.
Did
we do Ben Stein?
I think we did do Ben Stein. Yeah. I feel like we did do Ben Stein.
Daryl Strawberry again. Come on. Leave me alone. Soupy Sales. The guy who invented the pie in the face.
All right. Can I just pick one?
Yeah.
Or did you not? You didn't settle on that yet?
Pick one. And then...
No, you go ahead. I might pick based on who you draw.
Okay. Seal? You want to do Seal?
Sure.
Kissed by a Rose?
Yeah, let's do Seal. And then we're going to go with...
Thorns.
Buzz Lightyears.
Ooh, okay.
Or thorns.
No.
Or just roses.
Yeah.
You see how many roses?
No, I was saying thorns because the crown of thorns, and then Seal had that Kissed by a Rose song.
That's why I knew where you were going with it, with the roses, yeah.
No, I'm good with Buzz Lightyears.
Buzz Lightyears.
Okay, I had a Buzz Lightyear growing up.
I had one, yeah.
Those things are pretty sturdy.
Oh, yeah?
And you know what?
Did you test out the pressure factor?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of shoves.
Yeah. Well, a few things. One,
watch your profanity.
We're going visors down, right? For Buzz's sake.
Yeah.
Okay. And two, wings in.
I want him to be able to scream.
Yeah. You know? Wings in, right?
Wings in, yeah. The wings out might be a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Laser off.
Yeah, laser off.
Uh-huh. I mean,
yeah.
You laser off all the hair from Seal's body.
Yeah.
He's pretty hairless, it seems like.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe I've only seen his face and his head.
Yeah.
And he shaves his head.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the rest of his body's like. Maybe he has these buzzes. Laser. Mm. It's like a turtle shell.
Yeah. Guys, I'm already ahead of you. He already knows because he has a million Buzz Lightyears at his house that they fucking laser him every day. And he's just like, yeah, it's two. Okay, and I'm embarrassed that it's only two.
It's only two Buzz Lightyears?
Yeah. Because, well, wasn't there, I was going to say, isn't there a scene in, like, one of them where, like, he, oh, okay, I'm going to go with So he gets two in, but then the arm's sticking out, and then then Woody's falling, like, is running behind, close behind, you know.
So Woody's
reaching for.
So he's got one of Buzz Lightyear's foot is hanging out of his ass.
Is that what it is?
And Woody's held onto it. Just
I was thinking that of the claw machine with the aliens, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna say two.
Okay.
Just because, man, like, I don't think there's a lot of room.
1 in 5/6 because he's got a foot hanging out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Something a little more accurate, but
yeah,
okay, I like that. Shit, you know,
it's not to infinity and beyond.
Obviously. There you go. Okay, I like that.
He wishes he's working on it.
Yeah,
his butthole is the infinity symbol.
Oh, like, he just has two buttholes.
I'll show you my
other
number two infinity.
It's just two buttholes right next to each other.
Whoa!
You put one in one side and it comes out the other. I don't know. It's like a black hole.
Oh.
Butthole. Butthole. Black hole, butthole.
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
That seems like a lot of Buzz Lightyears.
Yeah, that's too many. Yeah.
See, here's the thing is I think he could fit a lot more up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because
way
it's
more
pure squish again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tim Allen. I think it might take a Tim Allen wrench to get some of them there. But
I mean, if Tim Allen's involved, I mean, we better check those buzzes because they might be full of cocaine.
Ooh, hey, that'll keep you going.
Yeah,
that's what's in the helmet. Oh. And he lifts the helmet up while they're in his ass, and then he just gets that extra jolt.
He turns Seal into a mule.
Oh my gosh,
that was dumb.
I liked it.
That was dumb.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, you know, what can I do?
You know what? I keep trying to think of more in there.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Somebody that hits the notes the way that he does.
Yeah.
I don't think he can do that with more than three in there. So I'm going to give him, I agree with your two, but then I'm going to give him a couple of like BK value meal.
Yeah.
Kids meal.
Yep. Okay.
Buzz Lightyear's. Yeah. Some of the small ones. And then I also think he would throw one of those claw machine aliens in just for a gas.
Yeah.
You know? Because then it'll actually squeak.
Is that what they say like that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that. And then it's like a party in there.
Yeah.
And nobody's throwing up.
No one's throwing
up. No. No. Maybe throwing up gang signs.
Ooh, okay.
I see Buzz as being a hard ass.
Yeah.
Once he's in someone's ass.
Hmm. I like that. I don't know. You think he's going to like go onto his arm intercom and like, guys, There's room for more.
There's room for more in here.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I think it's. I think the nice thing about the toys being in his ass is no one can ever see them, so they don't ever have to play dead.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah.
They just die up there,
and then they can just fucking crawl around and make more room. Probably. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's finally like, "All right, it's your birthday, son. Get these things out of me," and then. He's like Santa Claus without the sack.
every year, Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Every single year. Well, it's Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. From your ass, then, Dad. God, fuck, I just finished washing the other one. Finally got the smell out and you got me a new one. The fuck is your problem?
I keep trying to think of like more Seal songs. I can't think of a single one.
I just know
one.
Kiss by a Rose.
Yeah.
And that's it. Baby, I got to do a kiss by Rose on a. Ooh, I
got a couple too many Buzz Lightyears up there.
In my rear. It's Buzz Lightyear.
It's not queer.
My pleasure, my pain.
Baby.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish you knew that song better because it's a fucking ridiculous song, man. Maybe that's how he gets his inspiration for all his songs. He just sticks things up his butt.
Uh-huh.
Because then he's just like, how many roses can I get up there? Yeah. And then he's like, Buzz Lightyear's? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Writing a song about that.
And then...
Take that, Heidi.
What was that? What's that? That Hey Ya song came out. And it was like, your roses really smell like poo.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he's like... Yeah, and that one was based on Seal just because they watched him do it at a party once.
I know you like to think Seal's ass don't
stink.
Yeah.
But all the roses he pulls out smell like poo. All right.
Yeah.
I think we got it.
We nailed it, as usual, because we're the fucking best in my ass.
I'm kidding.
kicking my ass. Do you mind?
Amateur hour, that's me.
You know what that means?
It's because I'm drunk when I make these.
My neck and my back.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, we're at that point of the episode.
Yeah. You know it.
And we blow it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, it's called Name That Episode.
Yeah.
And I had one written down, but it's really stupid.
What is it?
It was just because I wrote it down to give you an idea for the thing. Here's your sign.
Oh.
Of God or some shit.
Okay.
I don't like it.
No, it was fine.
I don't like it.
I only wrote down Finger Lincoln Good.
I like that.
That's pretty funny, right?
I like that. All right, let's go with that.
Finger Lincoln Good.
Finger Lincoln Good.
Yeah.
As soon as you hit it, you knew it was a long one.
Was it the long one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Any of those that just say, ugh.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I think that's a good name, right?
Yeah, I like it. Finger Lincoln Good. Yeah. I'm already thinking of some ideas for it. Lincoln Logs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Just a KFC bucket with Lincoln Logs in it.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
That's dumb.
I think that's cool. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for listening. Sorry for everything.
Just another episode where I prove I can't read things aloud. Yep.
I had to run downstairs at one point.
Struggling when I read
to get
out loud.
A box of vitamins.
Yeah.
And a big thing of Karo syrup and two suction cup dildos.
Oh, you only got two?
No, that's only a part of the order that we put in the other night. Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, that's only two. I think we only got two suction cuppers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have a lot more coming from eBay, though.
Way more dildos.
Way more dildos. But
a plethora. A bouquet.
Yeah. A bouquet. There's some
dildos.
There's some pretty colored ones. Jelly dongers is what
they
were called.
Jelly dongers? Oh, yeah. You guys kept saying that. I thought you were just making it up.
No, it was legit called jelly dongers. All right, you guys. I already said I'm sorry, but I'll say it again.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, though. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban.
My ass.
And follow me on Instagram if you follow me at all, because the rest is trash and so is that, but it's more fun than whatever. Go to moistjunk.com. If you go to moistjunk and use the code SADCAST, is that what it is?
I don't know. I just copied
Fartcast.
Fartcast, yeah.
You go to moistjunk.com and use the code FARTCAST for 15% off anything on the site. You guys, I got more stuff up there. I got some buttons, stickers, a bunch of House Sadness shit, hats and beanies and teeny red bikinis.
All right.
But go to housesadness.com, follow that shit too, at House Sadness. check out all the neat shit that's going on. I made a new waveform thing.
Those are fun.
Check out the preview and look at all my favorite snacks. So deep fried snacks.
Yeah.
Finger licking, linking good.
Yeah. Casey_Stoddard, all lowercase, Twitter and Instagram. Respect my privacy.
Please leave him alone.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sick of it.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake, intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. Symphony rewritten by machine on new technology, and now I understand the supernova scene.